It's 14 minutes after 10 o'clock. Somebody, I think it was John, just called and requested My Heart Belongs to Daddy from Mary Martin. And Rob answered the phone because Ricky just stepped out for a minute. And I said, Rob, we already played that this morning. No, we didn't. So many songs about dads and fathers, and keeping them all straight gets to be hard sometimes. But no, that one did not get played yet. Now, we've got a couple dads in the studio now, and one mom, and one sister, and two cellists that have brought us all together today. And we'll get a chance to meet each of these musicians in just a moment. They're each 10 years of age, and they're from the Center for Young Musicians. This is part of a series we've been doing over the past few weeks featuring them. But before we even speak with them, we will first let their bows and fingers and instruments do the talking. So let's welcome this duet of cellos from the Center for Young Musicians. That was very beautifully done, and I am, I think I'm going to start by turning to Annie. Annie's 10, and she's from Coriopolis and goes to Rhema Christian School, and it's Annie Commercy. Is that right, Annie? Did I get your last name correct?
Yes.
And tell me what song you just played.
We played French folk song.
And how long have you played cello now? Has it
5 years?
5 years. That's a long, long time. Your mom gave you a cue on that, but it gets hard to keep track of things. What do you like about playing the cello?
I like that my dog always listens.
You're kidding. So if you practice, does your dog like come and look for you and listens?
Mm-hmm.
Does he ever sing along?
No, but he always brings his bed in and rascals with it.
Oh, that's nice. What's his name?
Henry.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a Shih Tzu.
Oh, those are pretty dogs. Well, that's nice. He must feel, does he sleep or just relax when you play?
Kind of.
That's nice. Does playing ever change your mood when you play? Mm. Like, do you ever find yourself feeling more relaxed or different?
A little.
Who teaches you? Who's your teacher for cello?
Ms. Rowena.
And what are some of the things that you're learning now as you get on, as you continue to learn? Are there some new techniques you're learning?
I'm learning to play some songs in, like reviewing some songs in book 3.
And do those take you into new areas, different types of notes or time signatures?
Sometimes, but not always.
They're just a little more complicated than the other ones. Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
I would like to say hi to Mimi and Granddad.
Terrific. And who's Mimi?
She's my grandma.
Well, great. Well, I hope, I'm sure they heard you. And I think what we'll do is play another song, and then we'll talk with Karsten after this song. Can you tell us what the next song is called, Annie?
Livy's Blues.
Livy's Blues. So we'll hear Karsten and Annie once again from the Center for Young Musicians. And then Karsten, we'll talk with you after that. So here they are again, Annie and Karsten.
Thank you.
Dice, a 12-bar blues there, done by our duet here of Annie and Karsten. And Karsten Lagerquist is who we haven't met yet. He's from Franklin Park. Hey, Karsten. We've met you before, but not this week.
I'm not from Franklin Park.
You're not? Where are you from?
You're right by Fox Chapel High School.
Huh. I wonder. It says Franklin Park here, so... you never used to live in Franklin Park, did you? We're going to have to figure that one out. I have a note here that told me you were from Franklin Park. I'm glad you corrected that. Where do you go to school?
I'm homeschooled.
That they had right, but I was afraid to assume that. how long have you played cello?
6 years.
And is I asked the same question of Annie. It's kind of a weird question. Is there anything you particularly like about playing it?
Well, there are fun songs to play that are really cool.
I was curious about the song you just played. Do you get a chance to ad lib or sort of go off of, instead of playing the music, just play whatever you feel like playing in that song? Or are you following the music 100% of the time?
Well, you sort of, you play the right notes, but you can add your own, like, slides and stuff.
Oh, that's neat. So you do get a little bit of a chance to do that, kind of a...
Sort of.
Because when you have that 12-bar progression that's pretty predictable, you can start to mess around with that a little bit. You also have the same teacher at the Center for Young Musicians?
Yes.
Musicians, and is there anybody you'd like to say hello to?
Not really.
Okay, well, Britta's here, right? Hi, yeah. Britta. Do you want to say hi? No? Are you sure? If you said hi, you could if you want to. How old are you? You can show me in fingers. That many?
Seven.
Seven. I couldn't use my other hand. I got you to talk. You said seven. Well, you sound great, both of you together. There's one more song that you're going to play, and what is it?
It's called Bile Them Cabbage Down.
Bile Them Cabbage Down, a great old song, and I want to thank you both for being here. Once again, from Fox Chapel and Coriopolis, respectively, Karsten Lagerquist and Annie Commercy. Done. For more information about the Center for Young Musicians, you can visit youngmusicians.org. 25 after 10. Thank you, Annie. Thanks, Karsten.